Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. We're going to jump right into a conversation about our focus. I was a young man and I was riding my bicycle in a very busy street. And I was running late, so I was going very quickly. And on the side of the road, I saw a very beautiful young lady. And my eye went away from where I was going and onto her. She caught my gaze for just a few moments. And I went down onto the ground. I scraped my skin and I was bleeding. We have probably seen this in many movies. Maybe we have done this exact same thing ourselves at some point. It is not so uncommon. The thing that we put our eye on is where the rest of us follows. We must be very mindful to stay focused on what it is that we want. A very, very good friend of mine right now. She is in the hospital with something called lupus. It is a very sad situation for me. She has a husband and two children. And it is not easy for them either. They have many challenges. There is no suffering really in what is happening moment to moment. However, at this time, the disease that is starting to take over her kidneys and her skin and other organs. Those are the circumstances. And she is acting quite helpless in the face of these circumstances. Quite understandable. They are very excruciating, the circumstances. What is it that she has her eye on right now? In our conversation, her focus is on what is wrong. What is wrong with my body? What is wrong with my skin? What is wrong with my kidneys? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with how I feel? Why isn't my husband a better husband? Why isn't he more caring? Why isn't he more understanding? Why isn't he more compassionate? I wish I did not have these two children to see me suffer. I wish they did not have to see their mother going through these things. I wish they did not see me sad. I wish I was not so sad. I wish I knew what to do. Something is definitely wrong here. It should not be like this. I'm never going to get better. It isn't healing fast enough. It may never heal at all. This is a conversation she is having. These are the types of things she was saying to me. Where is her focus? Is her focus on what she wants? Is her focus on going where she is going on the bicycle? Where has she put her eye? Of course, being her friend, I want to take her eye and grab her head and point it in a certain direction. Go there. Of course, I cannot do this. She is thousands of miles away from me. We cannot make each other focus on the things that are most beneficial to us. We must find what our focus is out of our own accord. The mind can play many tricks. We think that by guarding against what we do not want, that somehow automatically we will get what we want. But how is it when someone that cares about you, they ask you, "Would you like an apple?" "No, thank you very much." "How about an orange?" "No, no, no, not an orange. I'd like something, but I don't know what I want." "How about some grapes?" "No, no, not grapes." "Okay, so how about sweet chestnuts?" "No, no, no, not sweet chestnuts." One person, all they want to do is be of service. And the other person, they do not know what they want. So the other one cannot serve. What we put our eyes onto, we will gravitate towards. In my conversation with my friend, our whole time was spent looking at and letting go of all of the things that she is focusing on that are not where she really wants to go. In fact, how it is, is that what she is focusing on are specifically the things she definitely does not want. And she is putting more and more energy into these things. She is resisting how it is, and she is resisting what she thinks is wrong. If what is wrong were a wall, a solid brick wall, and I go up to this, a solid brick wall, and I don't want this wall to be there, but it is a solid brick wall, as far as I can tell, and I take my hand and I push and push against this solid brick wall with all of my might. I can push against this solid brick wall all day long. It is not going to move. And what is going to happen to me? I am going to get very tired and resigned and helpless to move this wall. It is simply not going to move. But I am going to keep trying with all of my might all day long, perhaps even fighting against this wall in my dreams, energy going out into the direction of the things I do not want. It is useless. Life does not give us these challenges, these things to resist for nothing. We are human beings. In order for us to grow and deepen ourselves, resistance is required. We are going to come up against walls. Some of them may be real. Most of them are ones that we are making up. They are not real at all. One of the walls that my friend is making up is that she is completely helpless against this disease. One of the things she is making up is that nobody cares about her. These are walls in her mind. Her mind has become inflexible. And many things now there are that she resists. It is heartbreaking for us to watch someone that we love suffering so much. And she is the only one who can let herself out of this prison. There is nothing wrong. It is the way it is. Exactly the way it is. The mountain is the mountain. The ocean is the ocean. And she is she. Her circumstances are the way that they are, and they are no different than they are. They are the circumstances, exactly the way they are. When does the wall go up? When we decide that it is time to put a wall up by saying something is wrong, it shouldn't be like this. So practically speaking, if we did not put our time and our energy and our mind and our thought and our focus into these walls, real or imagined, where would we want to put our focus? What is it that we want for ourselves and for our health and for our life and for our families? And for our neighbors and our friends, what is it that we want? Are we actually willing to stop resisting what is going on right now? Stop it. Stop it. It is exactly the way it is. And it is exactly the way it is not. And it cannot ever be any different. So I ask you, is there anything about your life you are making wrong that should be different than it is? Is there anything about a relationship that you are making wrong and that should be different than it is? Brick by brick, it is time to take them down, take apart the suffering and the resistance that you have built up. Yes, you may have built a cage. It may look like you can see through the bars of the cage that you have built. And you may think that you are content in most parts of your life, like a pigeon who is used to a small cage. It is comfortable. It is familiar. We love it with all our might. In fact, we love it so much that if somebody else begins to try to take down our walls, we will defend our own prison with our life, thinking that we are not safe if we get some assistance. The funny thing is that the person that wants to assist us in taking down the walls, they only want to get closer to you. But from inside our cage, inside of our prison walls, it must occur to us like we are unloved, or they would not attack us, tearing down these walls. But the next time someone offers a suggestion that you do not like, consider that they want to get closer to you. They want to assist in guiding you out of your prison walls. They are making a contribution and nothing more. How would you respond differently? If you are anxious about letting go of making someone wrong, you take away this brick between you and this other person. Can you allow it to mean that both of you are right? Just because the other person is no longer wrong in your eyes does not mean that you are wrong now. Can both of you be right? You see, we know who we are. When someone else is suffering inside of their own prison that they have built up, we know, because we can see them more easily than they can see themselves. And we want to help them, but they must let themselves out. How can we assist each other to remove these bricks, to remove these walls? It is our lot as human beings. And it is only what we want that can assist us in growing. If we focus on what we have, we will have more of the same. If we focus on our bricks, we will have more bricks. If we focus on a life that is outside of the comfort of our brick home, it may be scary for us because it is new, it is unknown, it is no longer the familiar small place we have been dwelling. There is risk outside of those walls. It is not something we know about outside of these walls. But it is where life is. The brick walls around us that we are so familiar with, that we count our bricks every day, We know exactly how many bricks we have built into our own mausoleum. And inside of it, we are dying or already dead. If you can, take out a piece of paper and a pencil. If you have not already started, write down what these bricks are. Name them one by one. Start with the people that you love. Who are you making wrong? What should be different than it is? If you are getting stuck, you can ask the question, if I did not exist, would this problem exist? What is the location of the problem if I am no longer there? Does what I think is wrong exist? If you look inside my brain, where is it that something is wrong? Where you are is where that something should not be. It is with you. Where you go, it goes. Write down those areas that things should not be where they are. For my friend, your health is the way your health is, and it is no different than it is. It cannot be different than it is. Your relationship with your husband, he is the way he is. He is no different than the way he is. He is also the way he is not, and no different than the way he is not. Let him off the hook. Or build a wall. They are both valid. There is no right way. But there are consequences. As we take down the walls, if you start feeling a bit down by doing this exercise, I write about what it would look like outside of this prison. What a glorious day. Oh, look, there is a blue sky. I can see it now that I do not have all of these other problems that I had made up. There is a nice breeze now. I can feel it now that I am not inside the prison of my mind. Oh my gosh. My husband, he does love me. It was occurring to me like he was trying to beat me up. But he was really trying to help me take away these bricks that were between us. I cannot believe I did not see this in him before. And write down what it is that you want in every area of your life. Out with the old bricks, in with a new vision of your future. Where is it that you are going? What compels you? If you were to really be alive, what would you be doing? Where would you be on this planet? Where would your contribution go? How do you want to make a difference? What is it that fulfills you? The other day I was talking to my father. He is in his 80s now. I ask him, what do you want? He goes, I don't know. I can tell you exactly what I do not want. But I don't know now anymore. No longer do I know what I want. It is a very strange thing for me. My business is gone. My family is all grown. I don't know how to contribute anything anymore. It seems all I am here for is to make my wife happy. Okay, that is pretty good. You have this. Let's expand on it. Perhaps it is time to ask someone else, or maybe 10 people, what is it that you think I should be doing? What is it that you see for me? What is it you think I am good at, that I would love? Where is it that you see is my best contribution? Because frankly, I do not know. I am on the fence. Maybe you can help to guide me. I would like to listen. Thank you so much for joining me again on awareness.podomatic.com. Until next time.